This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. It's been a rough few months for the world's largest meat company. Brazil-based JBS is known for rapidly expanding across the globe. The company is so large, if you eat meat, there's a good chance you've eaten their chicken, beef, or pork. But as Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, a series of scandals has hit the meatpacking giant.
In March, Wesley Batista, the CEO of JBS, jumped on a routine conference call with investors. He starts off listing the company's first quarter financial figures. Then he gets to the juicy stuff.
Moving to our beef business in South America, primarily Brazil, you all know that we had a problem in March.
That problem was a sting conducted by Brazilian law enforcement in an operation called Carne Fraca, which translates to weak flesh. Federal agents raided some of Brazil's largest meatpackers. They accused JBS and other processors of bribing government meat inspectors to turn a blind eye to food safety problems. The company denied any wrongdoing, but countries around the world, including the U.S., responded by closing off imports of Brazilian beef.
We reduced volume, cost went up, and we incurred in a lot of expenses due to these problems.
But that was just the beginning of JBS's year of scandal. Another corruption probe alleges the company received suspect loans from Brazil's federal bank, enabling JBS to expand rapidly worldwide over the last decade. Here's Tatiana Bautzer, a business reporter for Reuters based in Sao Paulo.
So they were expanding because they had kind of unlimited access to funds.
The company's troubles didn't stop there. Yet another probe yielded secret tapes of Brazil's president Michel Temer, allegedly discussing bribery of a former legislator. Those tapes were recorded by the JBS chairman and came to light when he and his brother, the CEO we heard earlier, signed a plea deal with federal prosecutors and agreed to have JBS's holding company pay a $3.2 billion fine. Now, JBS is selling some of its assets, a large Brazilian dairy company, a poultry processor in Europe, and all of its cattle feedlots here in the U.S. Bautzer says it's not surprising, given the huge fine the company has to pay.
But I think they will try to preserve JBS as much as they can in the current size. I don't know whether they'll be able to do that.
Any changes JBS makes will ripple through the global food system. Many American ranchers sell their cattle to feedlots or slaughterhouses owned by JBS's American subsidiary. At least one U.S. rancher group, the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund, or RCAF, has called for an investigation of JBS USA.
Here we have a company whose business model includes bribery and other corrupt practices.
Bill Bullard is RCAF's CEO and a former Montana rancher.
And we believe that it's highly possible that this company is deploying that same corrupt business model here in the United States of America.
There's no evidence of that. I talked with a JBS spokesman for this story, but didn't record the conversation. He says JBS's decision to sell the feedlots will allow the company to focus more on slaughtering and processing cattle. And while some ranchers are closely monitoring every twist and turn the story has taken, others definitely are not. Tracy Brunner is a rancher in Ramona, Kansas, and the outgoing president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Concentration doesn't concern me because I know the beef industry is built on opportunity.
Brunner says it's always concerning to see a meat packer in turmoil. But as long as they're not talking about shutting down slaughter plants, he says he's not too worried about it.
The five major meat packers of 100 years ago are not the five major meat packers of today and likely will not be 50 years from now.
In other words, ranchers are already pretty good at weathering change. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.